Now time for the Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
Doing pretty good. Iowa State Cyclones the other night in a really great game. I predicted them. I thought Iowa State is going to win this game. This is going to be the one they get back on track. They had things going, but they just came up short, a three-point loss on the road at TCU on Tuesday night. I thought maybe one of the better played games of the season so far for them.
Yeah, I think they played well. They certainly played well enough to win the basketball game. They just couldn't close the deal, and that's been a consistent problem. They've put themselves in a position to, you know, to get to the finish line, but I always make the analogy of, you know, when you're carrying your bags out to the car at the grocery store, you know, those last few steps to get to the car, those bags always feel the heaviest. And that's, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, it is hard to get to that finish line, that last step. And that's what this team has got to learn to do. And they're getting closer and closer. You know, what I'm really encouraged about is that these guys are continuing to battle, continuing to really fight and play hard and, you know, and follow the scouting report and do the things they're asked to do. And, you know, and they're getting close. They're getting really close, as you said, and against, you know, really good teams. TCU is a decent team. They're not a great team, but, you know, you came within a total of 18 points of beating, I believe it was Texas, Baylor, and West Virginia on the road. You know, I mean, those are three really good teams, and you came that close to winning those games. And so, you know, there's been many opportunities, and they continue to get closer and closer, and I think they will break through here soon.
Rasir Bolton, 26 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, even though a 79-76 loss for Iowa State. One player who I thought, you know, Tyler Harris, he's a very impressive, you know, short guy who just kind of gets in there and mixes it up. I really like his style of play.
Yeah, you know, he's doing exactly what they're asking him to do, which is make shots when you're open and then, you know, be a pest defensively. Because when you're 5'9", it's not ideal for what Coach Prohm wants to do, which was, you know, switching ball screens everywhere. And, you know, he can do it. He can do it. But he's going to get matched up against a lot bigger guys on occasion. And when he does that, he just has a real knack for saying, all right, my best chance here is to go for the steal. Because, you know, if I just let this guy back me down, I'm in trouble. And so he's very good at just making a quick move and coming up with some steals. He's second on the team in steals. And, you know, he's made some big three-point shots. And so, you know, he's got a nice role coming off the bench right now. And he and Trey Jackson are a couple versatile, really good bench players. George Condit played well the other night. So you're starting to see a little bit of depth develop, which they didn't have, obviously, with guys out with COVID. So I think that's another reason why, you know, you're seeing this team compete at a much higher level than they were a couple weeks ago.
Iowa State still looking for their first Big 12 victory of the season. And tonight on the road at Kansas, always a tough place to play. But without all those fans packed inside there, that probably would help Iowa State's case here tonight. What do you think they need to do to pull off the upset here tonight?
Well, I think they need to shoot the basketball well. When you go back and you look at historically when Iowa State has won at Kansas, they've had great shooting nights. And, you know, we've seen this Iowa State team hit a bunch of threes. They had 16 at Oklahoma. They hit, you know, a bunch more in the last couple of games. So they're very capable of having a big shooting night. But I think the thing with that is you got to get some inside scoring too. So if they can get, you know, a good game from Solomon Young where he's able to hit double figures, do some things in the paint, and have a good shooting night from the perimeter, really move the basketball well, which is something they have been doing, that would certainly help. But the biggest thing is they got a defensive rebound, you know, and when you look at why haven't they been able to get over the hump in these games, it's because they've been giving up too many offensive rebounds. And it's, you know, you do a great job defensively to get the stop, but then you don't conclude it by getting the offensive rebound. You have to end that possession by getting the ball. Now, obviously, you're going to give up some offensive rebounds, but I think they gave up 20 the other night, 21. Second chance points, I think, were 20-5 TCU. And those putback points are kind of backbreakers in close games because, you know, when you feel like you have some momentum and then you get a stop and you feel like you have more momentum and then all of a sudden they're finding their way to that offensive rebound and putting it back home, it's a way for them seize momentum back. And so, you know, that's obviously a tall task with Kansas. They have a really good post player, McDonald's All-American, and David McCormick. But you got to keep him off the offensive glass, or at least limit his number of offensive rebounds. If the Cyclones can shoot it well and hold Kansas to one shot on most occasions, not turn it over a ton, I think they'll be in a great position.
Pre-game show at 5, tip-off at 6 right here on Kix. John will be listening. Have a great call. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having me.